Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/achieve today.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. HelloFresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
One size fits all seems like a good idea for clothes until you try them on. Same goes for healthcare. That's why United Healthcare offers flexible, budget-friendly coverage for medical, vision, dental, and more. Learn more at uh1.com.
Hello, chicken. Sorry for the cold start. We lost one of the most amazing people in the world this week, the brilliant Kel Wilson. And I'm having trouble even speaking about her and saying her name without being very, very emotional. And I just didn't know how to deal with it. So I just went back and weirdly listened to the episode she did of this show. You know, I don't have guests on, but during the flux I did, and Cal came on to talk about the Village of the Angels, and she was just, as always, amazing. When she came on Whovians, you know, like, not, we had some trouble finding people who wanted to do Whovians. And not only did Cal turn up and do an incredible job, like, she wrote jokes, she was funny and fierce and just the best guest I think we ever had on that show. Just really engaged and loved it. My heart goes out to her partner and her son and all of her family and basically everyone who ever met her or saw her do a gig. It is just the biggest loss in the world. So, you know, this is how I process my grief, is going back and listening to myself talk to people when they were still with us. So this, if you are on Patreon, is an unedited version of this episode. There is something taken out if you're listening on the free feed. Please enjoy Kel Wilson. All right, chickens, it's time for my special guest of the week. Oh my God, I can't believe I'm having amazing Whovian guests every week here in my Theory Lounge, the Theory Dome. this week, one of my favourite guests ever from Whovians and possibly one of my favourite comedians in the entire world, Kel Wilson joins me.
Hello.
Oh my God, how are you feeling? Sorry.
We've said I'm not allowed to swear, so I'm speechless.
Well, you can swear if you want to. I just have to bleep it out.
Oh, my God.
Are you okay?
I don't think I'm okay.
There was a lot going on.
For a start, I can't handle John Bishop not being a comedian. It's... like, I'm just used to John Bishop being a comedian. And, oh, no, he's a sensible guy.
He is. He does have funny lines. It just, you know, it's hard to be funny in the face of weeping angels, though, I presume.
So, in Weeping Angels, like, the all-time great villains.
Yeah.
Like, just this, what a scary concept.
Yes. What if those horrifically annoying, you know, human statues outside the museum came to life? I mean, they're already alive, but what if they were more menacing than they are in the street? Awful buskers on milk crates.
Oh, imagine. But if we could send them back to 1901, how wonderful. Oh,
that would be amazing.
But okay, so I was like, I'm having enough that old Claire's got sand coming out of her eyes.
Oh, creepy.
Like the fact that there's a rogue weeping angel inside someone's brain talking to the doctor on that beach. Is it the same beach that she always goes off to?
I don't know. Like, I really liked that beach because it was like the water was hitting from both sides.
Both sides.
Well, this is terrifying because it's like, that's like
What happens in high tide?
Yeah, you're on a spit. You're on a spit. It's kind of. But anyway, to have our final moment be, are you being recalled to division? And the Doctor turning into a weeping angel.
Which made me think, was the Doctor always a weeping angel in division?
Was she always a weeping? So many questions.
Yeah, I know. It's terrifying. Because, yeah, the whole division thing, which has been the ongoing storyline since, you know, the fugitive Doctor turned up with the Jadoon last time, and has been sort of poking its head in through the rest of this series. I don't really know what's going on with the division. Like, I feel like I've kind of got a weird handle on it one week. I'm like, oh, yeah, it's like the CIA or something. Like, you know.
Yep.
It's...
and so Dog Guy was also...
Yeah,
he's like the last remaining division person that she's been able to find.
Yeah, but I think all of them have got their memories wiped. My friend Vida has a theory that Vinda and Bell are also in the division and have had their memories wiped. I don't know why he thinks that.
You know, when you started saying my friend Peter, I thought it was going to be my friend Peter had his memory wiped, and he said, well, he didn't say anything, couldn't remember.
I wish he'd have his memory wiped. He'd talk less. I'd get less theories out of him.
So I'm just... And the weeping angels are coming out of the stone in the village.
The arms in the tunnel, like, seriously. That was like, you know what, sometimes you go to a haunted house and they've got, like, the arms coming out of the wall and they're all fake. So you're like, oh, fine. Yeah. And then one grabs you and you're like, no! I just had flashbacks to one of those terrible haunted houses.
I just keep thinking about art department, about how many weeping angels the art department has had to make and how many in different positions. Like, it's a lot of weeping angels.
Or are they just, you know, all, you know, out of work, out of work buskers who paint themselves grey, just slap some wings on.
But there was one there because they always look fake, you know, like stone. Yeah. They always look not like people. But there was a moment in that where she's looking at one and it did just look like a person in makeup.
Yeah.
Which, is that the rogue? But I don't know.
I think that's just because they have to move. Like, they've got to get across the room. So they're always people in makeup. It's just they look too much like a real one.
Yeah, look too much like a human person. So is the rogue angel for serious? Or has the rogue angel just gone, hey, I'll pretend I'm a rogue angel and we'll just lure...
This is what I don't know. The doctor, I'm like, is it just a trick or is the doctor going to find out later on, like, the rogue angel always was a rogue angel? Or I don't know.
And also, is Claire wearing a wig? Because that hair was very... I was focused on her hair.
She had very modern hair because she was in the very first episode and got sucked back to the 60s by the weeping angels the first time. So she had, you know, modern 2021 hair.
Okay, right,
hair.
That explains that. Yep.
So she has to have, you know, the great big 60s wig.
Just pay her a bit more and cut it. That's, you know.
She was the most 60s person.
Yeah.
Like, everyone else seemed to be from 1949 in that village.
It was an interesting point of the doctor saying to that guy, you've had this coat for a while.
Yes.
Because in real life, you do have stuff for a while. And you don't, like, if you go into a house in the 1970s, probably they've still got 60s furniture because they haven't had the wear out of it yet.
I guess a village does, you know, you don't really get very much modern stuff going on in a village.
No.
It's not like there's a Kmart in that village.
Country Target closed down. No, yeah, not one of those. Gone.
Yeah.
And for Peggy to meet her future self.
Oh.
To discover that you're a rather grim old lady with no friends.
Who's running around telling everyone to get out of the town.
Yeah.
Before
There's
it
too
happens.
Too many tombstones in the graveyard.
I know. It was one of those things that's like she's being so obtuse about it all. It's like, just tell everyone. Like, they're putting up with everything else. Just tell everyone. Those tombstones are going to suck you into the past. 1901. I'm there now. Like, it was weird that she didn't say it out loud until the very end.
Yeah, there was a lot in that episode.
Yeah, there's so much. And also terrifying. Like the angels were coming and coming and coming. And I was like, when are they going to stop? Like, you know, it started off, we had like one or two creepy ones. This was like an army of angels.
It's like Fantasia, Mickey Mouse cutting the broom and carrying the buckets in half. And then there just being too many brooms and buckets. What a great analogy I've brought up.
I would have much preferred buckets and brooms because, like, you know, they're mops. They're going to clean up the mess themselves eventually. Just by pure being.
But yeah, the Weeping Angels are definitely like it's always a good bad time when the angels turn up.
And it shouldn't work technically because they don't move when you look at them.
Yeah.
So they technically shouldn't work. Like, it should be kind of like the most boring episode in the world because, like, everything's happening when you're not looking at it. But this was like breakneck pace, which was crazy.
Also, don't you reckon it's kind of like, it's like a really primal childhood fear. It's like something a child would tell themselves. Like, I used to lie in bed and worry about, I made up this monster that was outside on the driveway, and I would give myself the conundrum, if I have the blinds closed, I can't see the monster, but the monster can see me. And if I have the blinds open, I can see the monster, but it can't see me. What do I choose?
I'm scared of your window monsters.
I could never figure it out. I could never work out which was worse.
Schrodinger's monster, really. Like, it's... Yeah.
Well, what would you rather? Would you rather it knew that you were there and you were unaware, or would you rather know where the danger was?
Yeah.
And be not in danger?
It's...
Yeah. Oh, my God, I'm turning into a weeping angel!
How did you feel about the on fire angel? That completely freaked me out.
Oh yes, I was like, well, that's cheating. I mean, as soon as she ripped up the piece of paper and didn't set it on fire, I was like, there's gonna be trouble.
Yeah,
there's gonna be trouble.
Yeah, and coming out of the TV was terrifying.
Yeah, for me it was the sand coming out of the eyes that was like, I was like, what's going on there?
And then she just brushed it away like, that's fine.
Yeah, she was like, oh, I've got to mention that I've got very dry eyes. I was like, what is it? Is it eye dandruff for a start? Like, what is happening?
I've got sleep in my eyes, like a lot of it.
Sleep, I mean death. I've got death in my eyes.
Like three bags full. Oh, my God. So, yeah, have you been able to breathe since watching it, or have you just been holding your breath?
I'm holding my breath. Like, when the doctor turned into a weeping angel.
What a great cliffhanger.
Yeah.
Like, just amazing. And I love that clearly it wasn't the end of the episode because they had to interrupt the credits to go, oh, we've got a bit more. But it's just like, we can't not have this amazing cliffhanger.
It has to,
It has to have the scream and the title sequence going, yeah. And that weird muted title sequence, like the music was kind of like, yeah. Like as if to say the doctor is now a statue and can't really hear you because it is a metal, made of stone.
So what's going to happen next time? Because if the doctor is a weeping angel, can't talk or move when you're looking at her, like there's going to have to be a lot of exposition from other people who are not weeping angels.
That was the other thing that freaked me out. We didn't see the doctor in the trailer for next week except as the statue. That was it.
True.
Oh my God. That frightens me. I don't know what's
going to happen. I'm a few episodes behind now, but that has taken us in a whole new direction I would not have.
I mean, that's a lot of hard work for Jodie Whittaker just standing still because she's such a kinetic actor. it's going to be really hard for her doing
really challenge it.
Human statue for a week.
I want to picture the scene in the writer's room when someone's gone, okay, hey, what do you reckon about this? What say we bring the weeping angels back, but then the doctor turns into a weeping angel?
Great. I don't even care what's happened beforehand. Like, it was a great, fun episode, but even if it was a terrible episode, I'd be like, well, I love the ending.
Yeah. Of all of the things that I did not expect that the most. I
did not expect that at all. And there's been a lot in the series that I've gone, what? What is happening? Is that really? Oh, my God. Yeah. Oh, so much happening. All right, Cal, we've gone past the time. It's gone crazy. It's only 10 minutes.
But I haven't finished being shocked yet.
I know. That was me first thing this morning. I think half of the episode was me going, oh, wow. Anyway, very boring podcast. Thank you so much for joining me here in the Theory Dome. And where can people see you, hear you, and get onto your business? I know you've got books galore.
I've got books. I've got kids' books out. George and the Great Bum Stampede, George and the Great Brain Swappery. I've got on TikTok. I don't understand
it,
but I'm on there.
Is this your hot glue gun on TikTok?
It was, but no one cared. So now it's cats. It's all cats.
It's all cats. Then your cats are very cute. Pirate and Barnacle, the cutest cats ever.
I've been doing craft, getting like 100 views. Barnacle put his paws in my hand, got 330,000 views. And then it's back to 4 and 5 views for craft.
Oh, thank you so much, darling. It's been awesome to see you. Mwah, mwah. Big air kisses. Mwah.
Step onto the legendary clay courts of Roland Garros, where the world's best players battle it out at the French Open for a chance to win a Grand Slam title. Tennis Channel Plus is your place to watch. Stream every court from your phone or smart TV live in HD. See the action unfold as legends fight for glory and new rivalries emerge. Daily live coverage begins Monday, May 20th, with match replays on demand so you never miss a moment. From the first serve to the final point, Roland Garros promises unforgettable moments and new chapters in tennis history. Stream now with Tennis Channel Plus to be there when it happens.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And is all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.